This summer, 22 women detained with their children in a Pennsylvania immigration center went on a hunger strike. Some had been held for more than a year. Others complained of poor medical treatment. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that 1 year after a federal judge ruled that centers must release children after a few days, the practice continues amid protests and appeals.
If you were just to drive by the Berks Family Residential Center, you might not know what it is. It's a plain, four-story government building set back from the road by a wide lawn dotted with trees.
You know, it's kind of an unassuming brick building, you know, no barbed wire, no razor wire. But there are these little signs that say, no trespassing, secure facility, County of Berks. So that's really the only giveaway of what kind of an immigration center it is.
WHYY wasn't granted permission to go inside the building. The federal government says facilities like this one are an important precaution when processing the immigration claims of people who enter the country illegally. Critics counter that it amounts to imprisoning children, and who gets held is arbitrary. 14-year-old Allison Mendez-Leyba and her family have been held in the Berks Center for more than 13 months. She says the rigid schedule, which includes bed checks throughout the night, makes it feel like a prison.
They come every 15 minutes at night with a flashlight, lighting up the room. They say it's for our safety. They don't do it silently.
Family detention in the U.S. was exponentially expanded in 2014 in the face of a wave of families and unaccompanied children fleeing violence in Central America. At its peak, more than 3,000 beds across Texas and Pennsylvania were kept full. Last year, a federal court judge in California ordered the centers to stop detaining families for more than a few days, 3 weeks at most. Now, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, does release over 90% of detainees in less than a month. But some are still held much longer. Lawyer Peter Shea represents detainees in the federal case.
That still leaves hundreds of children and their mothers who are not released in that short time period and indeed may be detained for months on end, mostly at a facility at Berks.
He says those families tend to be children and their mothers who fail an initial asylum test at the border. At Berks, it also includes a group of women challenging their deportation orders on constitutional grounds.
The government's theory is that they are now subject to mandatory detention because they were not approved during this political asylum interview, the preliminary interview.
He's fighting that practice and has a hearing scheduled for January. Since 2014, more family detention means more kids are subject to the potential medical and mental health effects of long-term detention. Clinical social worker Kathy Miller has independently evaluated some of the long-time child residents at Berks, many of whom have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder.
They would get so desperate and hopeless that they would express that they just wanted to kill themselves if they weren't released. And then they would wrap their lanyard around their neck.
Miller says there's a lot of research showing that restricting the movements of kids is bad for their mental health. It's linked to depression and stunted development. Records of psychological evaluations done by detention center staff and shared with WHYY show mental health staff often didn't talk to children during mental health checkups. For these and other reasons, this fall, 17 senators wrote a letter to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, calling for an end to child detention. Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey was one of them.
They're at a facility that's meant to provide a bridge for them, but it's become almost like incarceration.
The Berks County Commissioners, who own the center, and ICE defend the facilities as safe and necessary. Speaking on C-SPAN earlier this year, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said the federal government has tried to make the centers more humane.
The practice has reformed considerably since 2 years ago when we first opened these things up.
It's piloting a trauma-informed care program at one of its Texas facilities and trying to make environments in the center less restrictive. In spite of these efforts, an advisory committee appointed by ICE recently recommended ending family detention as arbitrary, punitive, and unnecessary. The committee's report said it could find no policy regarding why some families with identical claims are released while others are detained. Still, Johnson says getting rid of the centers is just not on Homeland Security's agenda.
We need to continue the practice to process individuals as they cross the border illegally, to make certain assessments about health. We need to continue the practice so we're not just engaging in catch and release.
This year, the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services revoked the license for the Burke Center, but the government's fighting that decision. ICE has also attempted to license new centers in Texas. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benshoff.